Protests against President Jair Bolsonaro spread across Brazil on Saturday, one day after a Supreme Court justice authorized a criminal investigation into his response to allegations of political corruption involving a vaccine deal. Demonstrators gathered by the hundreds or thousands in more than 40 cities to demand Bolsonaro's impeachment or greater access to vaccines against COVID-19. The protests are the latest sign of mounting pressure on Bolsonaro, who has routinely dismissed the severity of COVID-19. In Friday's decision, Supreme Court Justice Rosa Weber said recent testimony in a Senate committee investigating the government's handling of the pandemic supports a criminal probe. Prosecutors will be looking into whether Bolsonaro committed the crime of prevarication, which entails delaying or refraining from action required as part of a public official's duty for reasons of personal interest. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave have killed at least 8 people, many of them children, and destroyed a civil defense center and a water station. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Men running for their lives as shelling strikes an area in southern Idlib. One White Helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes and flee as the shelling continues. The shelling has been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit the home of Supi El Ersi, a health center administrator, killing him, his wife, and 3 of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his 2 children. In a nearby village, another child was killed and several others from the same family were wounded, according to the White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli defense officials were checking whether Iranian forces were behind a possible attack on a cargo ship under partial Israeli ownership Saturday on its way from Jeddah to the United Arab Emirates. Israeli television reported the crew were not hurt and the ship, possibly hit by a missile, was not badly damaged and continued on its journey after the incident. Israeli TV said the vessel, known as the Tyndall, was owned by Zodiac Maritime Limited, a London-headquartered international ship management company, which later said it did not own or manage the Tyndall.